Jimmy's horn went beep, beep, beep. While driving once through Borough Park, much to my surprise, a Hasidic driver was following me in a car one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me up as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him this Miss Naggett's car is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. His horn went beep. But that chutzpahnik stayed right there behind me like I still had on the brake. I started getting nervous as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him this, Miss Naggett's car is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into overdrive. I took off with a gust. Soon I was doing 90. Must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The Hasidic fellow was right behind me. Think that car would fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. The race was getting hot. I knew the time had come for me to show him what I got. I pushed the pedal to the floor as he leaned on his horn. I'll show him this, Miss Naggett's car is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now I'm doing 120 as fast as I can go. The chosid pole looks out on me as if I'm going slow. He held onto his shtaimel and yelled out loud and slow. I'm sure this can't dim his oogin before men.